Today, as I mentioned at the beginning, the church celebrates the most holy body and blood of Christ. It's probably fair to say that at no other point in human history have people in the materially developed world been so preoccupied with food and drink. While significant portions of the world are hungry and thirsty and might even be starving to death, so many of us, we've become foodies of all things, who have distinctive preferences for energy drinks, micro brews, fancy-dancy foods, bottled water, and good wine. And as our appreciation for food and drink increases, for some Catholics, our appreciation for the body and blood of Jesus has become a bit lukewarm, casual, perhaps even non-existent. At least the Jews in today's gospel reading, they had a reaction. They quarrel among themselves. For some Catholics, family members, and friends, there's no reaction at all. But the good news is your presence here this morning is like the response of St. Peter later on in the Gospel of John, chapter 6. When some of the disciples of Jesus find it impossible to accept what he says about being true food and true drink, and they decide to leave, Jesus turns to the 12 who are still there and asks, "Well, what about you? Are you going to leave too?" Peter's response is, "Lord, we have come to believe that you are the Holy One of God. To whom shall we go?" You see, the human person cannot live on word alone, not even the word of God. The human person is soul and body. The human person is mind and emotion. We need words, but without food and drink, we can't listen or speak. We can't act or work. We can't love or serve. Our communion with Jesus Christ, who is real food and real drink, is a participation, we are told by Paul, in the divine presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our reception of Holy Communion is a reception of divine life, which is also, Jesus tells us, eternal life. We can't become like Jesus without Jesus, who has given us the gift of himself, food for the journey now, and a pledge, a promise of everlasting glory. You see, every cell in our bodies exists because of what God has done for us. And we've got to get it right. At that altar table, we become the person and the people God created us and calls us to be. Generous of heart, caring, forgiving, consoling, appreciative, and loving. We do here what we do in our homes and apartments. We speak and we listen. We eat and we drink. We serve and we share. And sooner or later, we get up from table and we leave, doing the work God has gifted us and called us to do. Our psalm this morning praises God for what God did for the Israelites. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem, because God has done great things for you and God has fed you well. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Praise the Lord, Altoona and Johnstown. Praise the Lord, Duncansville, Lakemont, and Hollidaysburg. Praise the Lord in the hollows and on the hills.